Welcome to the PodTech.net Info Talk series with Mina Trott, the founder, chairman, president of Six Apart, which makes movable type. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thank you.
We're here at the BlogHer conference, which really is one of the most important things that's really happening right now in our world here in California, where essentially 300 women, professional, amateurs, hobbyists, bloggers are here talking about the future. And you made a comment. What's your view on this? I mean, you've been active in creating tools for people with Noobable Type, with Six Apart. You bought LiveJournal. You guys are fueling this revolution. What's your view on the BlogHer conference and this network, this force of women? What, 50% of this industry is being built by women?
Yeah. Well, I mean, in my comments in this earlier session, I basically said, you know, the numbers are better than we think. In terms of users and in terms of people who are representing the industry. The example I used was LiveJournal, for one, 71%, 73% are female and under the age of 21. And this is a growing demographic that will continue to do what they're doing. Our tools, Movable Type and TypePad, 50% almost split, even split between men and women. And I use the example of our own company, is that, you know, some of the most talented, technically skilled workers at our company happen to be women. It's our technical support it's an entirely female team. And so I think then there's me, and I'm also, you know, a woman who has very strongly influenced this industry. And I think that we have to be able to, you know, really call out that there are people that are doing things. There are women that have been in these positions, and not say, you know, but you can dismiss these examples because they might be flukes, which I've seen in the past. And so I basically want to say, you know, if there's women in the industry, let's support them and actually, you know, recognize them rather than trying to say, you know, but there's not enough.
You know, this is a mind-boggling thing for me. I mean, this whole women debate, it's just crazy. I mean, it seems to be put into a kind of two buckets. The old school, where women, you know, have really risen up to the point where they are a force. I mean, older people, I'm pushing 40 years old. I'll be 40 next year. I grew up, I had friends that are women, went to college. Women, I mean, our generation, women were our peers. There was no like, oh, women are this and that. I mean, I went to school with women. There are women starting companies. Isn't the torch being passed to a whole new generation of Americans and people around the world where women or anyone is just peers? I mean, it's not an issue anymore. I mean, but people are making it an issue. Like, oh, there's a woman. She started a company. So, yeah, there may not be as many CEOs kind of in the ivory tower, but there are women, teenagers. You guys have a lot of live journals. Women are part of it, and they will start companies like you. And it's not about men and women, because isn't the new generation looking at this differently?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, I still think that there can be more women in the industry, in the tech industry especially, because, I mean, the example is, you know, we don't have female engineers. But that may also, I mean, but that's also saying that, you know, an engineering degree or an engineering profession is the best use of a mind. And I don't disagree with that. I'm a creative. I believe marketing is incredibly important. And those happen to be dominated by females. And so who is to say one industry is better than another industry? And yes, there can be more women. And I do see that there is different treatment of women. And I've experienced it on my own. But at the point, I've kind of come to the realization, you know, what I can't fix other people's problems. If they have this idea that women shouldn't be in the business, or if they have the idea that, you know, if you're going to email the company, email only the men in the company, you know, that's their problem. And they have, you know, they have years to get over that, and it's something that's been growing in them. So I have to basically focus on what I'm doing, which is to ignore all of this and just realize that I have the ability to do this, and that hasn't stopped me.
And encourage other people.
I mean, basically, I don't think it comes down to gender. It comes down to ambition.
Yep.
And what I've always said is, you know, there's nothing I really can't have. And, you know, I never said, but I'm a woman. So, I mean, I think about, though, how people perceive me. And if I go and have a family, people are going to say, you know, did I give up the business? No, at that point, I wanted a family. And maybe Ben will stay home with the baby. I don't know.
Yeah, and that's my point. I think a new generation of people, younger than me even, I mean, are growing up where we're all peers. And I think this is old school. And I talk a lot about the personal computer industry as a retro view of how industries get built. And this industry that you're part of, and I'm part of with podcasting and others, is a whole new industry at the beginning of its birth. Mm-hmm. And unlike the personal computer industry, which is mostly dominated by men, this industry is 50% women. So it's you cannot ignore it. I mean, and people don't care if it's men or women. I mean, the young people.
I think the tools, this was brought up in the session, I think it's important. You know, the tools are being influenced by who builds them. And luckily, we do have a lot of women building the tools. And I think that's one reason why Movable Type and TypePad have been so successful, is that, you know, a woman or a man doesn't necessarily know who built them. But they realize that there's certain strengths that come from one side, and there's a certain strength that comes from another side. Ben and I are a married couple who built a tool and brought in both of our perspectives. So I think that's really most important. Is do the tools work? And in social software, even though I hate using that phrase, I think it's really important that you get both minds working on a tool.
Yeah, it's not a women-men thing. Oh, this is only, I mean, this happens a woman-only conference. There's 20% men here, but it's really the integration of the you're talking. What you're saying is it's integration. Mm-hmm. It's not about us them.
Yeah.
It's about in this new paradigm, the new generation, this new industry. It's about integration.
Yeah.
And bringing that to the table.
And it always can be improved. I mean, I would like to see more. The example that kept on being using that was used was, you know, there's not enough women on the Technorati 100. And that doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
And yeah. I think what people have been saying is good. You know, everybody has their own A-list. And the fact that the people who are writing to a certain audience and being read by a certain audience, whether it be man or woman, that's what matters. It doesn't matter if you crack a list of people who have basically lucked out in a way. I mean, yes, they are talented in their writing, and I have to say that, but there is a lot of luck in
there
it,
is
and
luck.
There is timing, and there is connections, but that's not the necessary thing. I was able to rise up to that to be a very popular blogger, and I didn't like it. I'd rather have a smaller readership. I killed my blog because I was so tired of being perceived as who I was versus, or who I was perceived as versus who I actually was.
One of the women in there made a really smart comment saying that it's about choice. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything's about choice. And so, in a way, I mean, what you're saying is that, you know, it's luck to get notice on the A-list. But at the end of the day, this is all about building a network, mm-hmm. a network of choices. So, this conference is important because people are actually meeting each other and saying, hey, we could do it too. And this notion that there's rules of the game, I think, yeah, there are rules, and you're running a business. So, you know, in life, there are rules. I mean, things are the way they are, but can be changed and influenced.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my favorite quote is by called "The Future is Unwritten." Mm-hmm. So people are writing the future. And so what do you say to the women and men out there that are going to be reading about this conference and that want to start companies, want to build new technology, or want to blog? What do you say about that?
Yeah, it's... Yeah, I think what I say is kind of Pollyannish, but it's back to what I said before, is if you have a goal and you decide what your goal is, and it's kind of like that thing where, you know, you write down your goals. I've never written down my goals, but I've always stated them what I wanted. And I said, I wanted to do this, I wanted to do this, and I wanted to do this, and I've accomplished all of them. And it's kind of, I think it is one of the reasons is because I am young, and I realize that, you know, it is, I haven't realized that, you know, there are stumbling grounds and people aren't able to do things sometimes, because I've never thought of that way. It seems like if you want something bad enough, you can get it. And I've been lucky in that sense. So...
Yeah, when you were growing up, I mean, you're young, okay? Mm-hmm. You're a young executive, young founder of a company, very successful. I mean, when the web started, you were a teenager.
Yeah.
Okay? And you... No one told you how to think about it.
No.
You just used it. You and your husband said, hey, this is cool. And probably, you know, we're working some side jobs and said, this is cool. Let's do this.
And I think I owe a lot to my dad because he got me involved in doing BBSs. And I was on Genie and I was using Prodigy when it came out. And I was really, it was never something that this was only for guys. But the thing is, the topics I did look into when I was younger were more female centric. And I, like, for example, I loved Gone with the Wind when I was like a preteen. And so I would be on Gone with the Wind bulletin boards and user groups. And so this, I used my interest in a technical way, or I used technology to bring my interest to a forefront. And so it's funny because my dad helped me realize that, you know, computers were not a gender specific tool. And that was something that always made sense to me. And then when I met Ben, we met in high school. You know, Ben liked computers. I liked computers. And that was one of the things that brought us together.
Yeah.
And it's just something that I think it's really important. I think I'm very happy to see teenagers now, especially teenage girls, being able to use computers and this being something that they're comfortable in. There's no stigma attached. Because when I was 14 or 13, even though I didn't care, it wasn't cool for a girl to be on the computer necessarily. And I guess what I'd want to do now for the new for a new generation is, you know, for them to realize, you know, if you want to do something and you want to get it, it's you can do it if you are determined enough. But then also, I hope that people kind of realize that, you know, technology can be used in ways of communication that go past kind of the trivialities that I see.
Yeah.
And it's not, I'm not talking about something like LiveJournal, because I see a lot of communication with LiveJournal. I'm talking about, and this is going to go into more of a rant about, oh, those teenagers, what are they doing today? But I mean,
yeah.
it's just, I see...
They're the future.
Yeah, and I don't want to say it scares me, but it just scares me to be a parent, or when I'm going to be a parent, because kids are a lot different than when I was a kid. And they're very mature. They're maturing really quickly in not the best way. And I want them to have childhoods. And this is coming from a 27-year-old, so yeah, I think this is really pathetic.
Yeah.
But, and this long tangent.
Yeah, I feel old. Jeez.
I think use technology and don't, the worst thing of being a woman or a girl right now is don't let them fall in that sort of stereotype of what a girl should be.
Yeah.
And don't become just necessarily a sex object online. Because you're seeing a lot of that with services.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's one of the things that I would want to work with to kind of get out of that, because that's the most dangerous thing I think I'm seeing today as more teenagers get technology savvy.
Yep.
Is don't go that path.
Don't go that path. I mean, the internet brings down the wall. I talk about some of my other programs about it takes away distance.
Mm-hmm.
People can of like minds can communicate. And that's what it's all about. I mean, a mind is not gender-specific. Intelligence and humor, wit, whatever their interests are. And you had mentioned a great point. I mean, for the industry, this conference, Blogger, is about bloggers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're users. And this comment's about just start a company. You started a company because you were a user
mm-hmm.
of BBSs and stuff, and you said, hey, this could be better.
Yeah.
So we're about to see massive change on new things. So those teenagers will, like you, invent stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you see that going in terms of movable type tools and the internet? What new applications do you see coming around the corner that haven't been invented yet that may come out, wild ideas that you see?
I mean, well, in terms of what we're doing with movable type and TypePad and LiveJournal, it really is coming down to kind of realizing that there is a value of social networking that, you know, we saw three years ago, where people, you know, were signing up for all these sort of social networks just to kind of sign up. And they would collect friends, and then it would be just, what are you doing now? But I think that was the root of what we're going to be doing. It's going to be writing to specific audiences. Because I've realized from my own experiences, I like writing my live journal now because nobody can read it other than, you know, 30 people or 6 people reading my really private stuff. And that's incredibly important to people. They should be able to let certain people read what they want to read. And that's going to go into work. That's going to go into people's social lives. That's going to be a dating issue. So we're going to see all of that going to the tools to become the best social networking tools. Not necessarily finding them, but maybe taking their real-life friends and actually bringing them into the world.
Kind of just taking it from a vanilla tool to make multiple functions, making it tailorable for users. Is that
Correct.
What you're saying?
Yeah. Because you know, the women here are early adopters. The people who are using blogs right now are still basically early adopters. We haven't tipped yet. And I think that when we get this mainstream audience into blogs, you know, it's going to have to be something where, you know, even my mom is still hesitant to blog because she read mine for so many years and she feels that, one, the posts have to be really, you know, creative
and written
in paragraph form. And she still feels that everybody can read them. And she doesn't want that. She wants privacy.
Private, yep.
So when you can convince them that blogs aren't necessarily publishing to the entire world and you're not a voyeur and you're not a person who... or exhibitionist, not a voyeur, and you're not someone that necessarily wants all these people, then that's, I think, when we reach a major point.
Yeah.
And that blogging is basically communication. Just like email. When you send an email out, you assume that it is going to be very private to the person that you're sending to. And that's what we have to reach with blogging. And that's what Six Apart's doing with the tools, is getting to get that audience.
This conference is really important because exactly what you said. It's an early adopter, and they're about to set the trend and blaze the trail for a future industry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's phenomenal. And you got such a fresh voice, and I'm really excited to do the podcast with you. Final question as we come up on my time limit, because
mm-hmm.
you're on a roll. Prediction, 5 years out, in your own words, not what your business is going to be, the world. What's going to be different in 5 years?
Okay. 5 years. That's so far out. I mean, I say this, but mobile technology is going to be the way that I think that we're going to get the most people online. I have a camera phone. I blog with it almost daily. I do definitely blog with it daily because I have my picture a day. And that's, most people don't sit in front of a personal computer all day. We're exceptions. The only other people who do it seem to do it at work, and they distance themselves and saying, no, I don't want to be on the computer at home. That's work. And we're kind of these weird beasts. Having your cell phone, having a mobile device, whatever it looks like. I don't know if it's a cell phone in the future or it's something. I mean, it's obviously something that you can call people with. And I hope it has the camera on it still. That's what we're going to be posting with. That's what we're going to be. We're going to live this thing. This thing is going to be, and the example, Nokia actually coined the phrase of, a life recorder. This is your life recorder. You're going to have this thing.
Podcasting, blogging, video blogging, everything.
It captures, and I said
Little League game, yeah, movie.
That's exactly what you're going to do. It's going to show, you can capture your entire day. You don't have to show it to everybody.
The digital lifestyle.
Your digital life.
Yeah,
it's going to be, I mean, I would love to be able to say, I went to this movie, I ate here, I did this. I have these thoughts. I took these pictures. Maybe I let, 1% of that stuff get trickled down to the public. Maybe I let none, but at least I have it. And I'm going to be able to know what I did for the rest of my life, which is what we're trying to do is slow down time, I think.
Nina Trott, thank you so much. Fresh Voices platform on the podtech.net. Thanks so much for the podcast.
Thank you.